coming up, we'll be hearing from Matt Edwards, the former rally leader, now sitting in third place overall, and also former two-time winner of the Donegal International. James Colin Chris has been speaking to them, and we'll be airing those interviews very, very shortly indeed. The state of play at the moment, well, I'm standing outside Termon, well, in the thick of the Termon Parish, actually, in the sunshine here on the roads coming out of Termon, just above the Burn Road football pitch. It's glorious Donegal rally conditions, to say the least. The tarmac is bone dry, the sun is high in the sky, and we're in for an entertaining afternoon as this event comes to a conclusion. Now, there is going to be two stages this afternoon. The second run around Atlantic Drive, that is not going to take place. The second run around Atlantic Drive, which will be stage 19, has been cancelled, and that's due to a bereavement in the area. So, spectators, rally fans, if you're listening in this afternoon, just to let you know, if you were going to the Atlantic Drive, that stage now will not take place this afternoon. The second run around the drive due to a bereavement in the area. There is two other stages to take place. They will, of course, have 20k of Fannet Head to come later on to bring an end to this event. But before that, they're going to be a run, of course, around Gartan for the second time. And the car that is leading the way is Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. The defending champions are, of course, the rally leaders. After Matt Edwards had problems on the drive the first time around, Edwards, of course, 2 years ago, his rally came to an end on the drive. And today he's had more problems, and it didn't work out for the Welshman and Dave Moynihan. They now find themselves sitting... You're talking the guts of 50-plus seconds off the pace, 52, actually, off the pace of Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. The Skoda R5, which is making its Irish international rallying debut this weekend here in Donegal, apart from the odd spin, Callum Devine has been flawless in it. The defending champion showing his experience in this long marathon event, and he has an advantage of 37.5 seconds over the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2, which is Miriam Evans and Jared Conway. What an international debut as well for Evans and Conway in that GR Yaris Rally 2. They currently sit in second position overall, and they did say at the start that a podium would be a fantastic result. Well, listen, they're in a podium position, but anything can happen in rallying, and if anything happens to the man in front, they could find themselves in a position where they could win this event as well. Then we've got Matt Edwards and Dave Moynihan. In the Fiesta, they sit third, very disappointed, having lost so much time, over a minute on Atlantic Drive. 15 seconds is the difference there to Evans. Will Edwards be able to get the car back in a state where he will be able to claw back a bit of time over the next two stages and try and get as maximum points as possible for the Irish Tarmac Series? David Kelly and Dino Sullivan, they're in with a shout of a podium. Fourth overall with two stages to go. They trail by 6.9 seconds on Edwards, and they are in fourth position. They are the first of the all Donegal crews, and they're sitting in a very, very strong position within a shout of a podium. Anything can happen, but they're driving brilliantly. Yesterday was a super day. He took a couple of fastest times, and likewise today as well, he had a fastest time. He did have a slight off on Fannet Head, bit of damage to the front of the car, but he was still the second quickest time. David Kelly has really stepped up to the plate this weekend, and I think the whole of the county is behind those two boys this afternoon. Josh Marvin and Andy Hayes, fifth overall, a further 2.7 adrift. Then we've got Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in the Citroen in sixth. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, the former winners as well, they're in a Ford Fiesta in a seventh, and there's a lot of time between all of those crews, with Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty sitting in eighth position. Now, Michael's just 14 behind Gary, so he'll be chasing down seventh spot in his Volkswagen Polo. Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in the Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive. If you're just joining our coverage and you really don't know what's happening sporting-wise this afternoon, you should know that Declan Gallagher took the modified lead on Fannet Head. Hugely disappointing for Kevin Gallagher and for Ryan Moore. They've been the fastest modified cars all weekend, but mechanical issues brought an end to their event. They stopped on Fannet, and really all it was a loose connection, a loose wire coming off one of the parts of the engine that stalled the engine. It couldn't get going, and so much time had elapsed before Kevin had figured out actually what was wrong, but it brought an end to their rally. There's no damage damage whatsoever to the car. They drove out of the stage at the end, bitterly disappointed, but their event is over. But again, that's the sport of rallying. Things like this happen. It's handed the lead to Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in that Toyota Starlet rear-wheel drive. They're ninth overall, and they are leading the two-wheel drive comfortably. They're on course to be the modified winners with two stages to go. Stuart Darcy and JJ Kremen wrap up the top 10 in the Volkswagen Polo, and the rest of the top 15 is met up by Joseph McGonigal in the Citroen at 11. 12th, Paul Barrett in the Citroen. Gary McPhillips Escort is 13th. Aaron McLaughlin in the Polo is 14th. And David Moffat wraps up the top 15 in his Toyota Starlet. So that's just the state of play at the moment here. We are at the end of the Garton stage, and there's cars coming past us just trying to get up into the stage. They were due here at around about 3 o'clock. We still have yet to get the course cars that have come our way. We wait to see the officials coming through, and then of course we'll have the double O's, and we'll be straight back into the action, and there's a fierce battle still here. 37 seconds. Listen, it's about maintaining Callum Devine, maintaining that advantage and trying to stay ahead of the chasing pack. But the reality of it is that Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, are in a very, very strong position here of retaining their title. As I said, we're in Termon here in the heart of the Termon Parish, and we're going to have a cup of tea and coffee now, provided by
Eddie Bradley
and the family here in Termon are going to sort me and Andrew Nesbitt, and we've got our producer Kieran Gallagher with us as well. And we're going to have some coffee and enjoy our time in the sun here. So thanks to Eddie for the tea. We're going to go back to the studio. News is on the way at the top of the hour, and we'll have more reaction from Chris and service, and we'll be back to you shortly with the update from the penultimate stage of this event, Garton. Just to remind our listeners, Atlantic Drive second time round coming up this afternoon has been cancelled. It will not take place.